of all, let's talk about these two leaders, because I think it's very important to put the light on their relationship. Obviously, it's the first official visit of Lapid as prime minister, although it was Bennett who was invited in the beginning. We have to remember that these two leaders have a very close relationship. They consider themselves friends. They know each other for a few years. They met when Macron was still a minister under Manuel Valls and the president of Hollande. And also we have to remember, because we are now in campaign of elections in Israel, that in 2017, when President Macron was running for his first presidency, Lapid was supporting him. And he, in 2019, supported Lapid by inviting him before the elections to the Élysée just 4 days before elections in Israel. So first of all, we have to remember they are two very close friends. We also have to remember that both of them are considering themselves of the center, political center. They are not considering themselves not right and not left. They are center. And in somehow in Israel, we call Lapid as the Israeli Macron under quotation.
Okay.
Now, let's put France for a minute on the plate. France just finished to be president of the European Union in the end of June. France is a very important country in the European Union. Also, France is the only country in the European Union that she is one of the five permanent members of the United Nations. And France is the only one that has nuclear weapon. And also, France has a very special position inside the European Union. And she's an important country. That's one point. Second point, France has a very close relationship, historical close relationship, with Lebanon. And this is a very important point because one of the topics that Yair Lapid is going to ask President Macron is to send a message to the Lebanese government, actually, to calm down Hezbollah, because we just saw last week the temptation of Hezbollah to harm the Israeli Gaza. Now, why is this important to Europe in general and to France in particular? Because let's remember that a few weeks ago, the president of the European Commission was in visit in Israel, and a contract of exporting gas from Israel via Egypt to the European Union was signed in order to help Europe to get out from her dependence on Russia due to the war in Ukraine. So this is a very important point because Lapid is supposed to tell Macron that we don't want an escalation, but Lebanon has to take the government. Lebanon has to take care of it. And here I open something and say we have to look who is flying with Lapid to Paris.
Okay.
We have Kochavi. We have the Ramatkal.
Really? Okay.
We have a military secretary. You have a security delegation. And probably they are bringing to Macron new information of intelligence that says that Hezbollah is actually causing damage to Lebanon and might bring her to escalate with Israel, which Israel is not what she wants.
Well, let me ask you a question about Lebanon. You say that, you know, we know that France has a long history of relationship with Lebanon, but do they have an influence on Lebanon today?
Still, yes, because Lebanon and France, maybe not like in the past, but we saw that a year ago when was the explosion in Beirut,
right.
Macron was the first leader to be there, basically, and to offer help. So in a way, I think that this historical relationship still has some influence, and still Lebanon is very dear to France, and France is still dear to Lebanon. Not maybe to the Hezbollah, but maybe to the other leaders of Lebanon. And I don't think that the government of Lebanon would like to have an escalation now. And we should remember that the Hezbollah is not really very welcome in the Lebanon in opinion. We saw a demonstration against Hezbollah, and we saw what is happening in Lebanon. So I think Macron might have people to talk to and to try to avoid this kind of escalation.
What's on the agenda for France? We're talking about what's on the agenda for Israel, Hezbollah and Iran. But what's on the agenda for France when it comes to Israel relations?
We have lots of cooperation. Israel and France have lots of cooperation in different fields, such as security, counterterrorism, innovation, art, cinema, culture. We have many cooperation, and there's much more cooperation that could be made. And one of the topics that will be on the table will be the relationship between Israel and France, but also the relationship between Israel and the European Union, which France is a very important country. And I have to say that in the last period, the European Union and Israel got closer. They have better relationship, especially because of the gas issue. And Israel can become a player, a very important player, diplomatically and politically, and have good relationship with the European Union and with France due to the export of gas, because of what I explained earlier regarding the war between Russia and Ukraine. This is one point. Second point, obviously, France is receiving lots of cooperation in Israel, which is in the field of counterterrorism, military innovation. Mm-hmm. There's lots of cooperation, and but we have to look at the global context. He's coming also to meet Macron 1 week before Biden is coming to Israel, which is a very important thing. And also during the presidency of the European Union in the last 6 months, one of the things that France wanted is to make better the relationship between the European Union and Israel. So this is one also of the topics, but we have to remember that what probably will be most discussed between the two leaders will be Iran, and Lapid is going to ask Macron not to to stop the sanctions against Iran, to keep the Revolution Guard under the list of terror. And basically, we have seen that recently the European Union, together with the United States, once again wants to get an agreement with Iran. But the field has changed, because we have to remember that recently, a few months ago, the general director of the agency of nuclear was in Israel, and after that there was meetings that basically condemned Iran, that they're not telling the truth for many years, that they are playing with the Europeans and with all the countries, that they have three sides, that they have to tell what's going on there. Basically, all what Israel used to say for many years and they didn't listen, now they are listening. And I think that Lapid in Israel has in Macron a person who is listening to Israel and to her concerns. And also we have to remember that in the last telephonic conversation between Lapid and Macron in January, Macron said that he is guaranteed for the security of Israel. And this is very important for France. The security of Israel is very important.
One last question. I mean, yes. How do you think Macron feels that Lapid is now the prime minister?
This brings me to what I said earlier, actually, because I think that's my personal opinion. Macron and Biden and other leaders in the world would prefer to see Prime Minister Lapid and not someone else in Israel. And they did things for that. As I mentioned before,
right.
In 2019, Macron received Lapid 4 days before elections. Now Lapid is prime minister, but he's also in the middle of electoral campaign in Israel. And I think that we will see lots of they always when they meet, they hug, they kiss. There is a lot of warmness between these two leaders. And obviously, it's a very important thing for Lapid as well, that he's going on his first trip to meet President Macron, and in 1 week he will receive President Biden, and then he's going to the United Nations in September. All these things during election campaign in Israel are giving Lapid more points, maybe, and putting him on another level than he was before.